Coach, you talk about playing complementary football a lot. You were able to throw it, pass it, play a lot of defense. What was your impressions on today's game?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what I told the guys in the locker room was the last couple games have been tough. Two very different games, but both really tough. And we had a couple extra days. It came at a good time. And I really believe that our football program made a decision that we were going to play great football here down the stretch. And we've only played one of the three of the stretch. But it was a decision and prepared really well. It was a really good, fun week. You know, and then here it is with the weather and all that. And guys came for the pregame walk and were just fired up and excited about the weather and just had great energy. And then, you know, it was far from perfect out there for sure. But, you know, we played hard and played pretty well. And there was some good complimentary football. And so it was just it was a good evening. It's been a good, you know, 9 or 10 days for our program.
You talk about winning in that pregame, having that mentality, walking in, facing adversity in cold. There were guys with shirts off and they were having a good time. When you walk into a building like that and you feel that energy, what does that mean to you as a head coach that your guys are really ready for a contest?
Well, you know, it can fool you. You know, there's been times where you think that everybody's ready and you come out and you don't play well. And, you know, our kickoff, they returned it somewhere to the 40-yard line. And so, again, I mean, we played far from perfect. But I think more of just the energy. It was just a commitment and a response that our guys made, you know, to the situation, of the previous two games, to having some time off. And then being ready for this game and then with the weather, just attacking it. And, you know, you got to embrace it. And our guys did. And then played pretty good football.
I know at times the running game has been an area of concern today. You're able to get out 5 touchdowns on the ground, something that hasn't happened for this club since 2016. What were they able to do differently today?
A lot of it's taken what the defense gives you. You know, I mean, Akron, we prepared for a lot of what they did, but they also, you know, spent time the last 10 days coming up with some things that they hadn't shown. And I think that our offensive staff did a good job of responding to that and finding running game plays that were going to be effective. And it was good to see us move the ball on the ground.
We don't have the final stats yet, but you were able to – you really look at one big play Akron had, 87-yard touchdown. Other than that, your defense was really a good job of keeping them away from chunk plays. What did you think of their performance?
Yeah, no, there was some bend but don't break for sure. And, you know, they converted, you know, on some third and fourth downs that, you know, that's always frustrating. But, you know, other than the big one, like you said, I mean, we kept the ball in front of us and guys played hard. And, I mean, we were shutting them out for a long time. And I don't care what people's records are. I mean, it's Division I football, and they know what they're doing, and they've got some really good players and all of that. And so, you know, right now, without having seen the film and consulted with the defensive staff, I'm just happy for, you know, our entire program. Not perfect or anything like that, but just as important of the execution is, again, is just our response the last 10 days to wanting to be here and wanting to play well and wanting to get better.